Wow, that guy means business.
Just an amazing player.
No, not him. The sports photographer behind him.
What?
He has a business bank account with QuickBooks Money where he earns 5% annual percentage yield. So he's scoring big on and off the field. You might even say he's the MVB.
MVB?
The most valuable business.
Making your money work harder. That's how you business differently. Intuit QuickBooks. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Has any business thrived during this pandemic more than Zoom? We've talked about Zoom before. It's the video call service that's essential not only for office workers, but also for birthday parties, happy hours, other social events. It's become the sort of place where we sort of do everything. And that's made Zoom into a huge business. So what happens next? What happens once the pandemic's over? Will Zoom still be so essential? Recode's Ronnie Mola has been looking into this. Hey, Ronnie.
Hey, Teddy.
So fill us in. Zoom didn't just start a year ago, right? This has been around for a while.
Yeah, it's been around since 2011, but it did just go public about a year ago in 2019.
So perfect timing, sort of.
Perfect timing. You know, it went public. It was also this rare, profitable tech company. And then the pandemic hit, and all of a sudden it went from like company that you and I maybe talked about to something that our grandma talks about and uses.
How does Zoom make money?
Zoom makes money on subscriptions. There is a free tier, which is probably why it's so popular. But if you work at a company, you pay for a subscription to it that has a few perks. You can have meetings that are longer than 40 minutes. It's not as limited.
Sure. The real money that's made on the big company that has a massive contract with Zoom.
Right. And individuals in small companies, you know, I could pay for it if I wanted to talk to my family all the time. I probably wouldn't, but I would use my corporate Zoom account. Or if you had a small business and you owned a winery or a wine shop, you want to do wine tastings online, something like that.
Okay. So it feels to me like Zoom is a big deal. It's become this sort of touchstone almost in American culture. But like, tell me how big Zoom has really become.
Okay, so their revenue last quarter was $777 million, and that's four times what it was last year.
Wow, okay.
Same thing happened the quarter before. It was up four times from last year. They expect the same thing next quarter. So they're growing really, really fast. It's the most downloaded app of the year now, according to Apple.
Okay, so this company is doing gangbusters revenue, four times what it was the previous year. But you and I both know, and maybe Zoom fears, that this isn't forever, right? That there's going to be a moment when people will delete the app from their phone.
Right. And one of the things that made me start writing about this was just I saw that happy vaccine news, like, oh, good, there's a vaccine in final trials, and Zoom stock goes down every time this happens.
So there are some of the few people out there who are rooting for, maybe not, but you know what I'm saying.
They are not. I just talked to the company and they're very happy about the vaccine.
But so the stock dips, right, when there's this news about Pfizer.
Right. Because investors are looking forward to a time when you and I aren't doing everything on Zoom. And, you know, so a lot of these companies might dial back their subscriptions.
So what happens to Zoom's popularity, you think, once this is over? Does it fade away to, you know, a relic of this one weird year? Or I guess they're probably hoping that people now depend on them to some extent.
I think what they think and what a lot of analysts have been telling me is that working from home, what you and I are doing right now, isn't going to end. There's always going to be this sort of hybrid model. Hybrid work model just means that some people work from home some of the time, which means that some of us are going to call in to our office meetings on Zoom, even if a bunch of us are in the office. So I think they're really banking on the fact, and I think it's very probable that not all of us will go back into the office all the time.
Yeah. Is there anything that Zoom can do, you think, to keep us coming back for more? Because you could see a world in which, you know, this becomes a business like Skype, right? It's something you might use every once in a while to touch base with someone overseas, but this is not sustainable. And I wonder what Zoom can do as a business strategy to keep us coming back.
What they could do is make our regular meetings better. They could sort of be the sort of add-on to your regular meeting, a way that I could show you my screen, that we could collaborate, that we could whiteboard, we could do all this stuff with a computer involved. And, you know, with your colleagues who are now working from home permanently, say, you know, that could be stuff with AR, that could be stuff that they're already trying with transcribing the meetings, translating them from other languages. They also have a few different revenue models that they've been rolling out. There's something called Zoom Phone, which they want to be like the phone at your office, the cloud phone platform.
Okay.
And then there's OnZoom, which is this events platform. You know, you have a platform and you can sell tickets to your concert or show or your wine tasting or something like that. So I think they're going to branch out a little bit in addition to trying to make the meeting software a little better.
And it feels like they already have the most important thing, which is a foothold, right? People know what they are now, and that's not nothing.
People know what they are now. That said, there are tons of other video softwares out there.
Sure.
Zoom is just the one that's super popular. And part of that was because they have a free model. But like, as far as, you know, where the big money is coming from, it's the enterprise stuff. And their biggest competitor is Microsoft Teams as a video conferencing software, just like Zoom, but it kind of comes for free if you're already paying for the office suite. So that's another challenge that they're going to face is companies are going to be like, hey, how can we save some money, especially now during a recession? They're competing with essentially free software. That's also gotten a lot better since Zoom got on the market.
Ronnie Mola, senior correspondent covering all things data here for us at Recode. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Teddy.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.